This is not how I thought this evening would go. You seemed so nice, so open, so friendly. When you asked me out, I thought, why not? Even though I haven't been historically gay. But then, today, you tell me that this will be an unforgettable date, and I cannot disagree. As here we are, alone, in this darkest night, breaking the gate down at Junior's farm. This is not how I thought this evening would go.
You were wearing a pleather vest with metal, with zippers, and a black bean burrito that you held the cheese off on. Walking to Big Sal's, you cooed at the cat crossing the street. The first to jump forward when the car creamed it. Cursing out the skinhead at the wheel. It was sweet. We went home. You inspected my fridge for reasons I'd like to assume were higher in nature than I'd like to assume. And you were an activist vegan. You are an activist, right? You are a vegan.
Okay, this has already started on the wrong chicken foot, so let's clear the air. I'm allergic to dairy. I bought at the store in my leather for pleasure to keep me most warm. I was not interested in the cat being harmed, and I hated that skinhead since first year at dorm. These are things I should have told you up the bat, maybe, but it was our first meet. This was our first date. I thought I could be careful about what I was willing to admit, but jeez, did I just step on an egg? The yolk's on me, and all over my faux suede shoes. Good God, no one walking on eggshells for me tonight. I'm gonna tell you how I really feel. Feel.
So, not an activist, not a vegan, and possibly not gay, historically, whatever that means, but there's no turning back now, comrade. The lock has been cut, the fence jumped, the wall scaled, and the shell stepped on. Humpty Dumpty time, motherfucker. We're gonna free some chickens. You'll feel their emancipated clucks, the thrill of the man being stuck, and I can guarantee you, man, you wanna fuck. I will change you tonight. Hand me that motherfucking logo.
Not how I thought this evening would go, but this is great. I feel free burning down the house. Nobody here but us chickens walking on eggshells. Well, it's time to feel good. All right. I've never felt this way before. Freeing the beasts of this uncivil war, gently ensuring that they're not being gored. Tonight's not gone how I thought, but it's more. It's better. Oh, God. Kiss me, Dad.